Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 8th, 2023. I'm Rich Strafalino. Microsoft announced new AI capabilities built into Bing and the Edge browser. This is based on its Prometheus model, a next-generation LLM more powerful than the one running ChatGPT and customized for search. Microsoft says it improves the relevance of answers using the web search index. This will be used in the Bing search box, which can accept up to 1,000 characters. Search results will be on the left. The right shows a conversational answer with links and annotations. The Bing Copilot in Edge, meanwhile, can execute based on what page you're on. It can make things like summaries or compare to other websites without leaving the page, and even put things in tables or compose posts for LinkedIn. The new Bing is available live today on the web and in Edge. Everyone can try a limited number of queries. A wider release will be available in the coming weeks. CNBC sources also say Microsoft plans to release software to help large organizations create their own chatbots similar to ChatGPT. These chatbots could be used to augment existing ones and train on company data. Meanwhile, Google demoed its advancements in AI search at an event in Paris. It showed a demo using a generative AI model to summarize information from the web. Google SVP Prabhakar Raghavan said this would include no one right answer replies, which explored different angles to a query. It also showed off its recently announced Bard conversational system, showing it generating the pros and cons of buying an EV as an example. Google promised wider public availability of Bard in the coming weeks. Not to be left out of the AI chatbot race, Alibaba said it's working on a ChatGPT-like system currently in internal testing. The newspaper 21st Century Herald sources say the company may integrate this with the DingTalk app. In Q4, Uber earned 29 cents per share on revenue up 49% on the year to $8.6 billion, both beating analyst estimates. Analysts had expected a loss, but Uber reported $756 million from unrealized gains on investments. It saw trips in the quarter up 19% on the year to surpass 2 billion for the first time, with active drivers at an all-time high as well. Its ride-hailing mobility business surpassed delivery gross bookings for the fourth consecutive quarter. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority released an initial view that Microsoft's proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard could result in substantially lessened competition for UK gamers. The agency suggested remedies to its concerns, including divesting Activision's Call of Duty business altogether. It also said it would consider behavioral remedies that would guarantee rivals continued access to the game franchise. It will publish its final report by April 26th. WhatsApp has a feature called Status that lets you update your contacts with a video or text note. It's sort of like Snapchat. A new update to Status called Voice Status lets you record a voice note for up to 30 seconds to use as your status update. Another feature lets you choose who can see your status update. And you can now respond to your contact statuses with one of 8 emojis. Back in April, Google announced its multi-search feature, letting users on mobile devices search using both text and images at the same time with Google Lens. This came to the US in October, followed by India in December. It's now available globally anywhere Google Lens is available. Additionally, a multi-search near me feature to target local businesses will roll out in the coming months. Google began rolling out its immersive view feature in Maps, starting with London, Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco, and Tokyo, previously announced at its I/O conference. This provides a 3D model created with its neural radiance fields technique from Street View and aerial photos. It'll also roll out a glanceable directions feature to Android and iOS in the coming months, which will let you track a journey from the app or lock screen without having to be in the full navigation mode, just have the directions open. Maps also added over 1,000 new airports, train stations, and malls to its indoor live view feature. In more job cut news, Zoom says it will cut roughly 1,300 jobs, about 15% of its workforce, impacting every organization across the company. eBay also said it will cut 500 employees globally, about 4% of its workforce. The OnePlus 11 phone, which debuted in China last month, is now available for order in the U.S., shipping February 16th. It's $100 less than last year's version at $699. It has a 6.7-inch screen, 5,000 mAh battery, and Wi-Fi 7. But it can only handle a splash of water, not submersion, and doesn't have wireless charging. Canon released two new mirrorless cameras, the full-frame R8 and APS-C-sized R50. The R8 marks Canon's cheapest full-frame camera, launching at $1,500 this spring, offering 24 megapixels of resolution, oversampled 4K video at up to 60 frames per second, and AI subject detection for autofocus. It notably lacks in-body image stabilization. The R50 is Canon's cheapest RF mount camera at $680, offering the same 24 megapixels of resolution, 4K video up to 30 frames per second, and an OLED viewfinder. Apple's App Store rules require any third-party browsers to use its WebKit rendering engine. Earlier this week, Google's Chromium blog revealed it began work on a browser based on its Blink engine, although it was characterized as experimental only, not a launch bug for a shippable product. The Register notes that Mozilla also hosts code for an iOS version of Firefox using its Gecko rendering engine, although this was last updated on GitHub in October 2022. Google announced it will shut down its podcast search feature on February 13th. This launched in 2019 and surfaced playable podcast carousels for podcast-related queries. Google rolled out a replacement for English language users in the U.S. called What to Podcast, which shows detailed podcast information, links to hosting platforms, and a podcast website. And finally, as of its latest update, Microsoft Authenticator no longer runs on the Apple Watch. However, you can still mirror Authenticator notifications from an iPhone to the watch. But those using the watch to get second factor codes without having their phone with them will be out of luck. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.